everybody. This is Rob Halford, the Metal God, wishing everybody the best for the holiday season. Have a very metal Christmas.
Dominic, automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is
maximum voltage, maximum power, maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Polizia. What's going on out there, everybody? Hey, welcome, man. Hey, it's really cool that we're back for another fun full year. Got a lot of cool stuff lined up for you this year. Oh, it's going to be fun. Fun ride this year. Got some cool events planned later on this year. Might be doing some live remotes. Who knows, man? This year's got a lot of promise, so looking forward to it. And just keep listening. you know, keeping your eyes on the website because there's going to be a lot of new updates coming up. Hopefully you guys jump in and help share all this fun, filled information that we get for you. So this is episode 478, I think it is. Yep. And we don't do 2 a week, 3 weeks, shit like that. We don't do that. It's 1 a week. So you figure 478, that's a lot of damn weeks. That's over 10 years. So, plus there were some episodes there that we didn't even count as, how would you say it? Really episode. We just ran with it. So, let's see. I'm going to turn me up a little more. I want to make sure you guys all can hear me. How's that? Yeah. How am I doing? Woo. Yeah. Peeking at the top. So tonight what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to do this. I wasn't really prepped on it yet, but you know how we do. We wing this shit up here really damn good. So this year, man, I'm sorry, 2016, a lot of cool stuff came out. I think it's one of the best times that metal had for a long time in hard rock. And we're going to try to get that out here to you guys and see who we thought is our little group of people behind the scenes and myself, what we thought were the top bands that put music out, and we're going to try to play something from them. And I've also got some cool new stuff lined up for you in a few more minutes. I'm going to start playing. I got this new stuff, man. It's going to blow you away. I'm serious. It's Three-Headed Snake. You got to check this. This was Sin from Ministry, his new band. Man, it's pretty damn good, man. I was listening to it earlier today, and I was like, man, I was talking with Sin. I was telling him, this stuff, man, it sounds like an evil Deep Purple. So it's pretty cool, man. It's got starts off with some of that vibe, of that Ministry vibe to it. But then, man, it just got that steady, you know, like a Deep Purple kind of feel to it. And then with Johnny singing on it, man, oh, my God, this dude's got a golden voice. Yeah. Almost as golden as mine right here. Well, mine is really copper, but, you know, I can't take credit for nothing. But yeah, so I'm going to play that in a little bit, too, man. So it's going to be pretty cool. I haven't heard it aired on any programs or anything. So we're going to let it rip in a little bit. I told about 8:30 we're going to play it. So you guys can really listen to this stuff, man. Because I'm telling you, man, this is some good stuff. Okay, let's see. I'm getting a text. Michael saying, we're at a Mexican place. Then Beaver says, tell her we said hi. Okay, I'm drinking some tea. Oh, damn, that's so good. So I got some other stuff here. I'm trying to see if it downloaded. I got some brand new Sepultura. Oh, yeah, I did. I got it. So, oh, damn, I got the whole damn thing. I thought they just sent me just like a snippet kind of thing. Or like, you know, just a one song or something. They're usually good at that. Sending just one song and then calling it a day. But they didn't do it on this round. See, so I gotta get my crap together here. We'll probably start the show off with this here. Oh, no, we start off with some friggin' Cheap Trick. I was listening to an interview with Rick Nelson and his son, and it was pretty cool, man. Just hearing about the whole process of some of the stuff that they're doing. I guess they actually got enough material together for 2 more records. So this last record that they put out, they had 35 songs written for it. And I think only 13 are making or something like that. And it's supposed to be pretty damn good. Well, usually mostly I'll say that anyways. So, but it was pretty cool hearing the background of some of the things that Rick has done over the years. You know, usually we just see him up there with a Cheap Trick doing his thing. But did you know that years ago, I mean, he actually did some recording with John Lennon. You know how much I love the Beatles. So this is some cool information. So him and Robin, they both collaborated with John Lennon and did two songs for his last record. And he also gave him a guitar and some other cool stuff. And he just recently, I guess, got his one guitar back to him. But, you know, two songs that he helped write for that record never made it on there because Yoko had to jump in there and throw her 2 cents in there. But it probably would have been cool because he said John was going for a little heavier vibe than what was out there already or what he had recorded already. So that's that. So let me get this rest of this music here in here. You know how I roll. I do it right when we're getting ready to go on air. I mean, you don't need to have, this isn't a freaking radio station, so, you know, I don't have somebody breathing down my back saying, you got to get that on the air, you got to do this, get your shit together, you got 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah. No, we do it when we're live. We don't screw around. We're like, that's the best way to do it. When you're under stress and you have to get stuff done, you might as well just go all out for it, you know what I'm saying? So, oh, let's see here. I'm just pulling up. This is serious. This is just a random track I'm pulling up. This is new Sepultura. I'm going to come back. This one here is off the brand new Sepultura, Machine Messiah. I have not heard nothing off this. Well, I think I heard the one track or something, one of their pushing. But this, I just, like I said, you were with me when I just downloaded this. I just got it. And we're going to give this a listen. I'm going to listen to it right along with you guys. So this here is off the brand new one, the Machine Messiah. This track here, is, like I said, I just picked a random one, track 5. Usually 4 is your best one, 4 or 7. So this is Iceberg Dances. Hey, it's got to be good, right? Iceberg Dances. Your radar sounds really gay. There you go. There's brand new Sepultura with Iceberg Dances, man. That actually sounded pretty damn good. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting to be a little more draggier, but damn, that sounded really tight, man. Yeah, it was. So I got some by request here. Then we come right back, and I got to play this. I got to play this three-headed snake here for you. I'm telling you, it's some good stuff. So be back after this. This here is by request.
By request on MaximumThreshold.net.
This is Bip from Saxon. You're listening to Maximum Threshold. Rock off your eyebrows. That's right.
She used to be an iron horse 20 years ago. Used to bring the mail to me through the ice and snow. I've sat alone and watched her steaming through the night. 90 tons of thunder.
Sex and Prince of the Night. That was definitely by request by Beavis. You can always text message the show at 440-252-0058. Get your request in. This here is, like I said, we are featuring music that was that came out in the fucking 70s. But what I'm saying, we're featuring tonight music that came on last year in sort of like our top 5, 10, 20, whatever. It's really not going to be in any order. But I know by listening to this music that we had over the year, some things really stood out. And it's really made a change in music, and not so much a change, but kept a direction going. So keep that in your minds right now. Right now, I'm getting ready to head over here to Three-Headed Snake. And like I said, this is coming by Sin. He's the guitarist in Ministry, and he's got this demo version of this track. And this one here is called Wisdom Screams. You're going to hear this exclusively here on Maximum Threshold. I don't think not too many people are playing this right now, but I'm sure it's going to pick up very soon. But man, this guy has been a powerhouse behind the music scene for years. Man, the guy's got like Grammys and shit. He knows what he's doing. So, I'm excited. I was excited about this when I got this earlier from him. And I got to turn you guys on to it. And I got real excited about it. And when you get, when you hear new music, man, and something really good, and there's something about it, and you feel the it factor in it, man, that you know it, and you could feel it. And with this track here, I'm going to talk it up a little bit more, because these are some of the things that I found that now maybe you'll find something different in, maybe you'll like it more, or maybe you won't. But either way, I say with this song here, like I told him, I said, man, this is like, it's like an evil Deep Purple, and singing, man, just brings it all together, man. It's some great, great, good hard rock and guitar going with it. And I'm telling you, man, if it's got that Deep Purple vibe to it, and at some points of you're thinking, man, this sounds like, you know, like Rainbow, but you know, like, but beefed up on steroids. You can take it a bunch of different ways, but here you go, man. Enough of me talking. Me play this. This here is Three-Headed Snake, and this track is, of course, called Wisdom Screams here on Maximum Threshold. Well, maybe I thought we were going to play it. It doesn't want to. Come on, what the hell? Let's try it again. Damn, all that talk up. Oh, damn, I had to mute it. Here, let's try it again. Fucking retard. Better. We'll be right back. And there you have it, man. Three-headed snake with wisdom screams here. I cut that when I was listening to this before. It kept coming out. I'm like, turn this shit off. Oh, yeah. But you can check that out, man. It's looking forward to when that drops, man. It's going to, when it comes out later this year, man, it's going to be really cool. So keep your ear here on Maximum Threshold Radio, as well as the website, for every little snippet of stuff that is put out there from these guys, man. You're going to see it on the website. We're going to pimp the hell out of them, man. And, you know, just our website has really grown leaps and bounds over the last few years. And all I got to say is, man, we're going to do what we can to do whatever, you know, we can do to be part of this machine and getting this out there to the masses. So I hope you guys enjoyed that, man. Expect to hear this again, you know, next week's show. And yeah, that's what I got to say about that. So hit them up, man. Three-headed snake. That was, like I said, a wisdom screams. Damn, man. When I was listening to that again, I was like, man, this is... I mean, I got a chance to listen to it with headphones on instead of listening to it, you know, in my Bluetooth in just one ear and, you know, get that mono sound. But, man, listening to it like that, I was like, wow, I'm really was able to get the vibe on that and, you know, absorb it. And that's what I like to hear, man. It's like borderline that spookiness kind of vibe to it. And it does it, man. So, hope you guys enjoyed that. Okay, well, I'm going to knock out a couple more things here real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to start working on our top 5 or 10 or whatever of last year. Man, I was just looking back at all these records that came out last year. My God. I thought it was going to be easy. I'm looking, I'm like, I can't. I can't just, you know, just throw them all out there because it's a lot of stuff came out. And I was really kind of impressed with all the stuff that came out over the year. And let's see here. I'm just going to... You got Brimstone Coven came out one. Some Sinbreed, Bloodbound, Las Vegas, Mob Rules. Now, this Metal Church is on my list. Just wanted to let you know that. Onslaught had a new one. Live at the Slaughterhouse. Let's see. Thunderstone. Don't forget, man. This one... I started the show off with Cheap Trick, but they had a new one, Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. That came out last year, and that's on there. That's what we opened the show off. Not with something off that track, but we started off with Dream Police and Surgical Meth Machine. That came out, too. I can't believe that came out in April. Wow. That seemed like it came out later on in the year. American Head Charge had something came out. Vampires Everywhere, Walls of Jericho, and that's... That's some heavy stuff there. That was pretty good. Lita Ford came out with Time Capsule. Then for Sissies Out There, Filter came out with Crazy Eyes. I did a review on that one. And this one, Dayglo Abortions, the Armageddon Survival Guide. Now, that was cool. Because we had the dude on a show talking about that, and I was really impressed. That one. Yep, it didn't make my top ones because I kind of forgot about it. But if I could redo my list, it would do it. Morbid Tales, that was a tribute to Celtic Frost. That came out as well. Then we had the new band that popped out under Dave Ellison's label, Dalskin. They put out In Your Face Again. Flotsam and Jetsam had one out this past year. Let's see, Mark Tremonti, Devil Driver with Trust No One. That did pretty damn good. Zamboni, they came out of nowhere again. Let's see here. Rob Zombie had the Electric Warlock. Hatebreed. Oh my God, that was so good. This one made mine. And that one, it's pretty hard to pick out just one song off that one because, man, they set a standard for their music. And my God, and we had a chance to go hang out with Jasta, you know, talk about the new one and all that, and we had a blast. So let me play. This was my number 5, Now, you know I didn't write this shit down. My number five was Hatebreed. And here you go. Everybody else forgot to add them to the list. Here you go, man. Check this out. I'll be right back after this here on Maximum Threshold Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Jamie Josta from Hatebreed, Kingdom of Sorrow, and Josta, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
There you go, man. Apex Within. That was Hatebreed. Man. All I got to say is, man, I want to, you know, one of the bands that I want to play on this show here, and I was just telling Jeff Kiss this, is Anthrax, because they definitely made a lot of our list, but we can't play none of their stuff because they signed this legal deal with, I forgot who the hell it was, but whoever it is, I went through and read it. You got to have this special licensing to have their be able to play their music. And if you don't have this special licensing with this company, they're out suing people. I mean, they're not just suing for a little bit of chump change. They're going after you for $100,000 to start off with. So it's not just them. They got their attorney. There's a shitload of other pop bands that are in on this too. So some of these bands you won't be able to hear on Maximum Threshold here. I think you'd be able to hear maybe some off their first release, Fistful of Metal, but none of their newer stuff. I mean, you ain't going to hear it. You're not going to hear it on any radio stations because nobody wants to get involved in this contractual bullshit. And they came out and did a press release saying they were against it too, but those are the fuckers that got in. They signed up for that. So I'm just saying that. I don't got any hatred to get those. Not at all. Not. I'm just saying I understand where they're going, but what's with it, but... When you're going, we're talking to the people down here like us who are pushing their music. I mean, we need every little ounce of help that we can get. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm just saying, you know, now you guys understand. Just had to toss it out there. That there, like I said, that was my number five with Hatebreed with the Apex Within. I'm trying to stay with a heavy tone on this show tonight. Because it's some get some good stuff lined up. Let's see. Oh, man. There was some really other cool stuff that came out this year. I mean, I keep saying this year. You know what I meant. So, wow. I got something else here lined up here. This is a pretty cool band. Yeah, I already got them on my board. Shit, what am I thinking? I hate saying too. I'm really against that. But how's that? Is that my cleanup act? I got this is something that was on a few of our lists. And I had to work it in here somehow. I got to find this promo ID just so I can legitimize this. There you go, buddy. Yeah, here you go. So this was on a bunch of our list here this year. Of course, we're going along with For the Ride. And where the hell did I put them on my board? Oh, the Dead Daisies, man. Dead Daisies made a bunch of our list. And I'm about to flare it up for you. Here you go, man. We're back after this here on Maximum Threshold Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is 2016. I don't know what the hell you'd call it, but what we think is our top songs.
Hey, guys. This is John Corabi from The Scream, Motley Crue, Union, ABBA, Justin Bieber, whatever. And you're listening to Maximum Threshold, baby. Turn it up. Come on.
Yeah.
Dead Daisies, Long Way to Go here on Maximum Threshold Radio. And man, there was so much, like I said, there was so much good stuff that came out. Even this one came out. This is a band hasn't been active in years. They got back together, they reformed, got a new vocalist, and they just got in the studio and said, fuck, we're just putting this together and we're just going to blare it out. And of course, I am talking about Stuck Mojo. And this track here, man, just blew me away this year. It just has me singing along right along with it by the time you get halfway through with it. And this is Stuck Mojo with your favorite movie star, Charles Bronson.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy and Stuck Mojo. I'm here with my brother Dom here on Maximum Threshold. Horns up, everybody.
The justice system is deficient. Through my point of view, none of this is new. It's perspective for you. Punishment is due. My vigilante vendetta. Rolling with the Beretta. Fighting fire with fire. Stopping crime with crime. Yo, I'm losing my mind. Now you're under attack. Sooner or later, somebody pushes back. I gotta fight to protect my family from a corrupt and violent society. My solution may seem like insanity. I'm Charles Bronson, the vigilante.
Yeah, Charles Bronson, that's Stuck Mojo. They're somewhere in our top 10, 20. They're in there, man. It had to be. Yeah, like they got a new singer, so I'm going with a different vibe. Music's still good, man. Everything's still there. So I want to play one more song, then we're knock out the music news so I can learn something right along with you guys. And then We're just going to keep this going, man. We're about halfway done. So we're doing pretty good. So this one was on all of our list. The whole staff of Maxim Threshold. This was definitely in our top five. So I'm about to play it. But number one, kind of like almost everybody was on board with number one. So here you go, man. This here is like number three on our list. Here you go. You'll know it as soon as I start playing it.
This is Alex Skolnick, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament on Maximum Threshold. Yeah.
While we fail, those who are in charge and controlling who we are, when there's nothing we- guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Sleep's new song called The Clarity is going to be released on a 12-inch vinyl pressing on February the 10th through Southern Lord. The song was released initially back in 2014 when it appeared on the Adult Swim single series of 2014. And First Blood have signed with Pure Noise Records and have a new album set for release called Rules. The album is set for release on February the 10th. The track list is out. Some of the songs are These Are the Rules, Rules Meant to Be Broken, Rules of Life, Rules of Conviction, among others. You can check out Rules of Life, Rule of Life on YouTube now. And South American listeners, here's a tour for you. Exciter have revealed some live dates in February, and some of the dates we'll see them play with one of my favorite metal bands, Sacred Reich. You can check out the band's official websites for the tour dates. And Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi had a recent interview with Planet Rock and advised that the operation he had to remove a lump from his throat went well and that the lump is not cancerous. Tony earlier stated that doctors discovered a lump in his throat and they were unsure whether the lump was cancerous or not. Tony was told on Christmas Day that the lump wasn't cancerous. What a great Christmas gift. You can check that out at planetrock.com. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net Rock and Metal News, Immolation are set to unleash their new album titled Atonement on February the 24th through Nuclear Blast. They have now released the second album video trailer on YouTube. In the trailer, Ross discusses how he became the vocalist and bass player for the band and more. And Steven Wilson is currently working on his next studio album. He released a studio teaser of the new song Pariah on YouTube. It features a guest appearance from Israeli vocalist Nanette Tayeb, who has appeared on his albums previously. And Aylstorm have re-signed with Napalm Records, and they will be putting out a new album in 2017. They are currently in the studio working on new material. The new record will be titled No Grave But the Sea, and it's also their first with new guitarist Matej Bodor. So the band has stated, "Ahoy humans, we are very thrilled to announce that we have entered the studio to record our fifth full-length album entitled No Grave But the Sea." This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
That's right. Damn. I was over here goofing around looking for pictures and shit. I forgot to set the board up for another song. But fuck, let me play some commercials back and get my shit together.
We'll be right back right after this short break here at Maximum Threshold Radio. Horns up, fists in the air, bitches.
Okay, I'm back. One of the top releases that came out last year, and I just got to say, I was part of this one, so it was really cool. And you guys heard it through the whole year, and you don't think that once we started 2017, we're saying sort of a best of last year, I'm not going to include this in it? You guys got to be out of your mind. Of course, our band, the house band here, of course, Morning Wagon, put out an awesome, phenomenal release this past year, live at the Cleveland, or live at the Beachland Ballroom. And this has some really good material on here. And to say it was a really packed house with, had hundreds of people in this, in the little tavern that we played. And we were able to capture the essence of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play it. Here you go. This is the Panty Dropper song.
Yeah.
Listen to that mass of millions of millions of millions. wait to hear next year. February 1st, I think, is the release date for the latest Morning Wagon live at the legendary Cleveland Agora Theater. That one's, I'm telling you, with this one here, we weren't going for the pure quality sound. We were going for the audience because they were loud. That's all that matters. And we were good. We were very good. In 2016, I thought it was pretty cool that we had some of the guys actually drove and flew. They came from Utah and Jersey. And it was real nice, man, to see them there. That was Groove as well as 54, old school headbanger. So it was real nice to have them there with us and hanging out with the Wagon crew. Yeah, that was really cool. I think that was the top thing last year. So they got to experience Morning Wagon better than any other type of VIP you can get. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. Because they got to spend intimate times with Morning Wagon. They get to pass out in our car. Yeah. Cool. And they know it too, so. Oh, I also want to throw this out there. Sin wanted me to thank everybody for listening to his music. So, thank you, man. Thanks for putting it out there. Thanks for, you know, getting a hold of me so we could play your three-headed snake. Yeah. Let's see. I just got just a little bit more time. I'm getting out of here. So I'm condensing this. But I got this other one here that came out. This was pretty cool. This was on a couple of our top releases for the year as well. And this one here is, I'm not even going to say because it's how I roll. You know, Airborne even put one out and they didn't make my top one because I didn't listen to it enough, but it's good stuff. So here, this one's by request too. Let me play this.
Our request on MaximumThreshold.net.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Sweet from Striper, and you are listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
I'm
That's right. Micah Sweet, man, put out that really, really, really good solo record, man, last year.
Right, and lyrics and you know, who's that? On vocal melodies.
I know that. I know you are. You always are. I'm looking for something. And I can't play this song because I don't believe I ever had it clipped.
That one really stands out. Where I,
you know, you're taking the time out on us. Yeah, if we were, so I was just talking.
Good luck to you. Then look forward to .com too.
Nice. Can you do us
another single? And then here we go. Too.
Nice. Can you do us a quick favor?
Sure.
Can you do a promo ID for a radio show?
Sure.
Say your name, the band, your bands you're with, and you listen to Maximum Threshold and throw some crazy out at the end of it. Don't put no thought into it.
Okay. Hey, this is Tommy Victor from Prong, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold right here in beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio.
That wasn't crazy.
That's about as crazy as I'm going to get.
Okay.
Not saddened by the many that can't do their part. Not wanting to have any obligations of any sort.
Bringing some chocolate. I started choking on this show. Damn, I thought I was going to die. That was Prong. That was completed, almost completed Jeff Kiss list. I got like two more things and we're getting out of here. But we had some cool call-ins over this year. We had one that really stood out and will stand the test of time. I'm not going to talk anymore, but I'm just going to play this. Because this definitely, definitely was the call-in of the year. Here you go.
I got a letter just the other day. He sent his picture, but he didn't sign his name. He wore jean shorts with a goatee on his face. I asked to suck his cock and said it's not the time or place. He didn't leave a number, not an address or a clue. I saw those white New Balance and I knew that it was you, baby. Let's put the D in Dom. I'll lube you up and then I'll fuck you all night long. I said, let's put the D in Dom. Play some Morty Wagon as you lather up my cock and balls.
Dominic Rainey, I don't like you. I love you. How you doing?
Yeah, listen to that. That's beautiful. Paul Stanley giving us our calling and singing, serenading my sweet ass. Got my last song here, then we're getting out of here. But this was number one on a bunch of our lists just because it had the whole factor of everything that we were looking for heavy metal this year. And it encapsulated the whole thing. You know, was it consistent? Did it sound like they did in the past? Did it sound like something that was new? Did it sound fresh? That's what they're going for. And the vocals, was it strong? And I got to say, man, oh, and plus, we got to hang out with the band. So, it kind of helped. So, number one on my list, and a couple other guys, was this band. Wait, I got to back up. I got to see something. I don't want to jump the gun yet. Oh, yeah, this one came up, too. I got to play this, man, before I go into number one. Okay, I have to. Because these are like our best friends and all in the bands out there. So I got to play this. This was like Michael's and mine, like in our top two. So I got to play it, man. I'm just looking for... the promo ID. Damn. Shit's just not easy to find. Where the hell did I put it at? Well, let's try this. Oh, here you go. Okay. I'm playing this. Then I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you what our number one was. Because I didn't say it yet. So, yeah. Our number two is this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
A phone head.
Why would you want me? What do you want me to do? Oh, you're still recording.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to do one too?
Yeah, we'll do them.
Hey, what up? It's Jake from Crowbot. You're getting hard with Maximum Threshold.
You don't even stop me swinging. Are you going to cut them up or play them?
Why stop? That one's done. These are put them on.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, this is Brandon from Crowbot, and we're squeezing real hard on the shaft, showing you the tip of our maximum threshold.
You ain't gotta beat that one.
I'm not gonna beat that. Are you kidding me? Hey, what's up? This is Paul from Crowbot, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold, man.
Same old thing.
right, Crobot number two on the list. Mine, I guess. And a few others out there, too. And I'm getting all these, I'm getting bombarded with requests right now of, you know, why isn't this band in your top, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting like, guy says, last in line number one, son. Sorry, I can't agree with that one. I can't name one song by them. If they were number one, I'd at least know what they were. They're not even, I don't even have them on my iPhone or nothing. You notice I didn't even play Metallica. So how about that? So they got to be like, I said they were like eight. If I was doing like a top 10, Metallica would be number six or something just because it's Metallica. But they didn't do anything that took me to that level. You know what I'm saying? Oh, now I'm getting Jeff Kiss just text. Did anybody have Metallica? No, nobody said Metallica. I'm talking about it now. I just, it's pretty funny. We're on the same wavelength over here. You know, the Metallica, it's going to grow on you. And it's pretty good, man. And I'm digging. I was writing some new material for our band, and kind of it's all kind of sort of like in that vein of their new stuff, new material. It's got some cool riffs, and you know, I'm feeling that. So it'll take a little more time, give me a couple more months to grow on me. But I still can't say they're the top band of the year because they weren't. This band I'm about to play here definitely stole the show this year with me and millions of others, and they just put it all out there. And they were on tour with Slayer this year, and man, they came out this release, it just blew me away. Evil Divide, man. It's, of course, I'm talking about Death Angel. You know, this band just straight up kicked your ass. And you saw them in concert, they kicked your ass too, and they left that impression on your way out. You're like, fuck, there is nobody out there, you know, who can touch these guys for how long they've been, you know, holding the time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So here it goes, man. It's the last song, and I'm getting out of here. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Sin for... Oh, listen to this. Maxim Threshold Radio, you're on there.
Hey, this is Jamie Jackson. You're listening to MaximumThreshold.net.
No, it's not.
What up, Dominici Ricci?
What's going on, man?
Yo, the best interview of the year was Sicky.
Was he this year? I thought he was last year. He was this year?
Oh, I'm not into time, man. What up, Dom? Why are you leaving so early, bro? The night is young. You're supposed to be out till 11, you fuck.
I know. I don't want to keep playing music. I didn't have any interviews lined up, so... And the music thing...
Play some fucking tunes, man.
It is so hot in this studio, man. I'm dying in here. I got my shirt off. I'm sweating in here. It is hot as hell. It's like a sauna. It's like a sauna, man.
Whew. Dude, put on the Ice Bucket Challenge shirt, bro.
What was it? Baggy Boys? Is that the shirt I swear? I got that shirt when I used to work at GNC in the early 90s. And that's when that shit was all big, that Zumba shit and all that. Those zebra pants and all that. Because I was all into bodybuilding stuff. I never had a fanny pack, though. You had a fanny pack, didn't you?
What the fuck is that? What are you talking about, dude?
Oh, don't bullshit me. You have frosted tips. That means you have a fanny pack. Don't give me that.
Dominici, brother, man. Want to play some fucking Last in Line, kid? What are you doing?
I didn't even have them on the board. I was looking at it. I said, damn, I didn't even got them up here. There was so much other stuff that blew them away. Why wasn't there that much of bigger? There was no push for them this year. So that's never really stuck in my head.
Dude, fuck, dude, you should be pushing it, kid. You are the Maximum Threshold.
Oh, I know
radio.
That. You know it's that morning?
We are.
You know it's Morning Wagon made the top five?
Come on.
We played them more than any other band this year.
Man, you got some new material coming out, yeah, man. Wait. You're writing, I hear.
That's right. Some pretty cool stuff. You got a little tease of just some riffage that I was putting out there. I got some other cool stuff, too. That you guys...
Dude, man, you gotta make my strong fucking play some good beats, man. Some blast beats, fucking double bass. It's that same fucking slow groove already. Oh my god, enough.
Want to hear another riff that I did?
Hell yeah. Listen. Of course we do, man.
Listen.
The world is waiting, nigga.
What do you think about that riff?
Oh, dude, that's a fucking hit right there, bro.
Here's another one. Well, how's that?
I'm playing the beat already, man. I already got the tune in.
That was like a Slayer-ish. I need that Slayer-ish.
I know, bro. It's got to be fast, heavy, and hard, bro. A lot of fucking tom fills, everything, mm-hmm. man. Blast beat, everything, kid.
I got some more. Listen to this one.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Oh, dude, that's huge. Dude, I got words already for that.
Here's another. Wait a minute. I named this one Bing Ding. It's because I can't think of a words, the name of song, because I go with something, what the song riff sounds
it
like.
It sounds like that's the name of the chick you banged on down in the PI.
It does. Here, check out Bing Ding. Bing, ding. What do you think about Bing Ding?
Oh, Bing Ding, bro. Heavy duty, but you got to call her up, man.
She
ain't named your monkey down there, too?
She ain't my monkey.
Bing Ding.
Here's one. This one's called Groovy. Feel this one.
Groovy.
What's that?
That you wrote that for New York Groove.
Yeah, here, this is just for him. Listen.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
Dude, you're like fucking the tornado me of Cleveland, kid.
You liked it? That was pretty cool. Here's a chorus that I put out. Listen to this.
Yeah.
How about that? That was called Walking Up.
Oh, that's big. That's big. Dude, I got lyrics for that.
Do you? Well, how's it go?
What? What you don't know won't hurt you.
Okay, this one here.
You like those lyrics?
That was beautiful. This one it's called Lynchy and Solo Groove. So let's hear what that is.
Everything you want the whole album is on New York Groove. It's left in your car.
What do you think of that?
You hear the beat?
Yep. Here's another one. This one I think you've heard this one already. Oh no, wait, you didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think you didn't hear this one. You heard, I think, yeah, you heard, you may have heard that one. I know you heard the Rise of the Death Star. Did you hear that one? Damn, he punched out. What's up with that? Let's see. Let's see here. He punched out, man. Why'd you wimp on me? I was going to play Rise of the Death Star, but we're getting out of here. Here's number one in my books and a bunch of others. This here is Death Angel with the Moth here on Maximum Threshold Radio, Horns Up. Thanks for tuning in this year and last year and over the last decade, man. Appreciate it.
For reliable and affordable Shoutcast audio or video hosting, JWN Media offers complete Shoutcast hosting solutions for business or personal use. All plans come with full listener stats, custom web scripts for implementing your service into your existing website, full server control, super fast network, and huge bandwidth limits, a 99.5% uptime guarantee, and friendly, knowledgeable support personnel dedicated to making your hosting experience fun and easy. With plans starting at only $3 a month, you have no excuse not to get a server of your own. Plus, with the option to add auto DJ and on-demand services, you can be confident your station will be all it can be. Custom plans are also available at their website. Simply visit jwnmedia.com and click the Shoutcast hosting link to get started right now.
Have a smartphone, iPod, iPad, or even Roku? Grab the app, tune in, and search Maximum Threshold and hear the show live directly from your device.
You want to follow Maximum Threshold Radio? You can do so. You can find us at MaximumThreshold.net, Facebook, Facebook.com/MaximumThresholdRadio, Twitter at MaxThreshold. You can also get us on YouTube at YouTube.com/MaximumThreshold. Pretty damn simple, huh? Check us out. Follow us. Be part of us.
Hey, it's contest time. Be the second person to text the show at 440-252-0058 wins. Story, call number two, 440-252-0058. Shoot us a text and you'll win.
Missed the live show? Go to StitcherRadio.com and search Maximum Threshold and listen in today. That's Maximum Threshold and Stitcher Radio, a match made in heaven.
Trailers rocking, probably with their sister. I mean, we're listening to Maximum Threshold right here. Maximum Threshold Radio Show.
You just listened to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Airs live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.